Okay. What's up? What's down? What's all around? So welcome here. This is our encore show for Thursday, the 7th. It's exactly 1 year, I think. Not exactly, but it's within a few days of the presidential election of 2020. So let that sink in. Where the heck is all my shit? I don't know. You know what I was looking for is my phone, because that's my only connection to time and date, my phone. I don't have a watch. The last watch I had, you remember when I had a sponsor called Movement, the Movement watch? That thing, the band on that snapped. And as much as I love those watches, they were only like $140. They look great. The one watch that I picked out, and I never got another watch. Although there is a watch laying around here somewhere that's beautiful, leather band with a blue face, but I don't know where it is. But the one watch that I picked out that I would wear all the time was a horrible design. I don't know how they ever got away with this. Blackface with a gold, lettering and gold time hands, which to most people think, well, sounds like you can read. No, it was impossible to fucking read. It was impossible. It was either too thin a band of gold they used for the minute and second hand, or the actual number, the actual markings for the numbers on the face were too small. But I'm telling you, even with a pair of glasses, it was impossible to fucking read this thing. And I struggled with this goddamn watch for as long as I had it, for a couple of years. But I loved the way it looked. It was a beautiful watch. The one I had before that, and I replaced that. That was a new one I got. The one I had before was a blue face that was perfect. It had a blue face and it had the gold numbers. I loved that watch. But unfortunately, the design was just a wretched piece of shit. So I suppose the number of watches that I bought from that company, that was the most honest pitch I think I've given any fucking, other than Blue Chew, although I don't use Blue Chew, but it don't mean that I haven't used, from time to time, similar products. But as most men who are honest, who are my age anyway, will tell you, but hey, every guy's using it now, man. From what I hear, dudes in their 20s and 30s use that shit just to get like extra crazy. But point being, the best pitch I gave any sponsor on this show, I think, was for Movement watches, because I owned them, I loved them, I bought them myself with my own money. I didn't ask for any discounts. I wasn't asking for any freebies. They never gave me any. I don't know whether they've moved off of advertising online, digital advertising, if they went into a mainstream advertiser, what they're doing. I don't know if they're still in existence, but it was a great product. I liked it a lot. And every time I did that, I would show people, how much do you think this watch is worth? It'd fit $400, $500, $600, $700. And I'd lay it on them like 150. I think it was like 160 is the top price that I paid for one of their watches. And it was a perfect commercial. It was a perfect pitch, Speaking of a perfect phone call.
Okay.
So what are we doing today? So we're going to go and do what we're going to do today. Let me see. What is that, man? Okay.
Wait a minute.
No, it's cool. Ah, just came right up for me, man. So, let me log into my site, and then I'll let you peek over my shoulder. CNN Hero of the Year. God, listen to me. That's the same. Okay, so what we'll do here is we're looking at is today the 7th? I mean, tomorrow's the 7th. Today's the 7th, yeah. I'm doing this on the 6th. Should be. Because all I need to do is find out. There's no date on any of these goddamn computers. It tells me it's Wednesday. It tells me the time. I know you're seeing this on Thursday, but we pre-record. Yeah, oh there it is. Okay, so November 7th. November the 7th, you see.
Didn't you hear me cry this morning? Didn't you see me freak?
Okay, so, we go to our archives, as you know, and we look at 1 year ago, which would be the 7th of November, 2018. And you can do this at home if you have a subscription, which you must, because you're watching me doing this. So, that was dumb. That was a dumb thing to say. So these CNN reporters and the Fox reporters are all increasingly looking more frazzled and tired and like they want to do anything other than the fucking job they're doing. I don't know if you guys have noticed that, but I have. I'm looking at this, all the, especially the people in the White House beat. Okay, here we are. Kenny Slag. We're going to be treated to a Kenny Slag. How about that? How about that, huh? Kenny Slag. Kenny Slag is back with his principles of abundance. But he's just out of jail and he's broke. Can't beat it, man. Gotta love that. Kenny just out of prison and being broke, bro. Oh shit! I just bumped something here, man. So then we'll just cue it ahead. Be a good goddamn game. A stone fucking Ram fan, as was I. We're just not. I ain't feeling it, man.
Yeah, man.
I am not.
That's me a year ago. This is me talking a year ago. I ain't feeling. Look at there's the old mug. Now look at that. 1 year ago, I had a haircut. I was wearing that, whatever that shirt is. Is that, what color is that? What is that color? Maroon? But there I was 1 year ago. Decidedly, November of last year. What was going on? November of last year. Oh, I just got done doing Zach Galifianakis, the little scene in that movie. But it was another month before I did the Conners. Oh, I was losing weight like a son of a bitch, too. I was probably at that, right there, I was probably down around where I am right now, 230 or something. Because I put the fucking weight back on. But I also, last year in November, Marie and I were not doing well. Marie and I haven't done well for 20 fucking years. Truth be told, for 20 goddamn years, we have been off and fucking on and off and fucking on, man. Just like my mother used to say, up and down like a toilet seat. Which is the one really, truly brilliant thing that she ever said to me. I've never seen this scene from River Kwai. What the fuck is this? They're prisoners. They're being led to the prisoner of war camp by the Japanese. Okay. All right, so never mind. So let me cue this up here. Boom.
In blue. And they even wore it at home.
So I'm complaining about the Rams.
About to attack those two guys there with this bat.
Let's see.
His revenue. How revenue? Panthers are a low-revenue team. We're close to dead last, and he understands that. He sees the double-digit millions of dollars the team hemorrhages each year and has molded a budget to account for that, saying the Panthers would like to be in the middle of the league in payroll and adding that there has been an internal cap to limit general manager.
Are you talking about Florida?
Am I trying to be a competitive team?
The Florida Panthers?
Do you think there's a player out there that's going to make the difference between the Stanley Cup again?
Yeah, Florida Panthers.
See, because my only interest
if you
in
like
the Florida
my show,
Panthers,
you're going to love the Collider Network on podcast.
My only interest in the Florida, and then we'll get to the thing. My only interest in the Florida Panthers dates back to knowing Uncle Neil back in the day in Miami. He was a stone hockey fan, and there's no denying it. And he was also a big, big, big time Chicago Cub fan and loved the harness races. And these are the things that you loved about Neil Rogers. He was, you know, just a dude, you know. He was a dude who wanted to talk about stuff that was cool that guys wanted to talk about. And so he had a great audience in that respect. Great, great male number. We had great men numbers at WID anyway. But I went to a hockey game with Neil and with John, his boyfriend at the time. And had a great time, man. It was at the old Miami. Do they have a new arena? Yeah, it was at the old Miami Arena before they went to Broward. I don't know how they're losing money, man. They got a shit pot load of Canadians down there. They got a lot of... It was fun going to those goddamn games. Don't know. Who knows? But Miami stands on a precipice now. From what I'm understanding, I think the real estate in South Beach is starting to kind of go... So I don't know where the new hot place is, but I hope they don't let it go to hell, man, because I always loved that place. All right, so let's do this, man.
If you don't like my show, you're going to love the Collider Network on
Podcast
One. I'm just going to
cue this fucker up, man.
If you like me, but you don't like my show. But if you don't like me and you do like my show, if you like me and you like the show, don't like me, don't like the show, you're still going to love the Collider Network on Podcast
right.
One. And now the pop culture titan is adding more shows to its roster for you to enjoy, including Collider Live, Collider Sports, Collider TV Talk,
TV.
Wrestling Sheet Radio, and so much more. So check out all the shows on the Collider Network every week on Podcast One or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Okay, so now...
Phil Hendry here. All the voices you hear, they're all me.
I got to stop the tape. Boink. All right. Tape stopped. I thought I was going to stop doing the disclaimer.
Phil Henry, all the voices you hear, they're me.
All right, so that's it for, goddamn motherfucking. God damn it.
Son of a bitch, I forgot to do the fucking... Forgot to do the goddamn... tomorrow's Thursday. I got to do the goddamn picks for the week. You notice how much I look forward to this, right? You know, I mean, I'm sorry, but I don't give a fuck. This is week 9. Like I said, if I had my fucking phone with me, I'd know what I was going. I'd know what I was doing. What I don't know what I was doing. So I'll do what I will do, though, is I'll get over here. NFL schedule. What's coming up, man? This is week. This week 10? Jesus Christ. What are the dates on these games, man? 11. Well, today is the 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th. Yeah, that's this weekend. So let me just do a little bit of a kind of a thing here for a minute. So here's week 10. Am I right about the 1, 2? All right, so I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm going to do this. I'm going to take a look at these motherfuckers. I'll pick the Chargers over the Raiders. And I got to email this goddamn shit, too. Picking the Chargers. Wouldn't it be something with the Jets? I mean, the Jets beat the fucking Cowboys. What was that? Saints over the Falcons. Pick the, shit. The Lions and Bears. The goddamn, what are the records of these teams, man? 5-3, 7-2, and they're at Green Bay. That's going to be a tough hope to row for Carolina. I'll pick the Packers. Vikings. I'm going to go with the Vikings in this game. Then my lock game. What's your lock game, Phil? Can't do Monday night. Jesus, I can't do... No, I better not do Chargers. That's tomorrow. That's Thursday night, man. That's the Thursday night game. This won't even be... Okay. In Indianapolis. I'll say that. I'll make my lock game. No, you can't. You need one more game, man. All right, so... Well... Jesus Christ, Tampa Bay, man. What happened to them, man? I think they'd be better than that. This is Monday night, though, right? Yeah. Be a hell of a game. That will be one hell of a fucking game. Not that I'm going to watch the piece of shit, but, you know. Here's my lock. You want my lock game? I keep wanting to pick against the Rams. Steelers over the Rams. Steelers over the Rams. I don't know whether I should really do that or not. I think that's a very smart. I think that's silly. Did I already do Panthers and Packers? I did. What about Bears and Lions and Tigers? Oh, my Christ. What a fucking dismal goddamn thing that is. You know, I'll make the Bears a lock over the Lions at home, or the Bills a lock over the Browns. Yeah, Bills are a lock over the Browns. Bills a lock over the Browns. Bills 28-7. Boom. There. Thanks. Goodbye. Fuck off. I could give a shit. How about that, man? How about that? I could give a flying fuck, motherfucker. Well, here we are, week 10. Week 10 in the National Football League season. And we've got some picks for you guys, including our lock game of the week. And if I am the top show at Podcast 1, then 5 of my AG... Goddamn, what's the name of your motherfucking bitch company? BetOnline.ag. Where's the other...
That is fascinating.
BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. Now, is it BetOnline.ag.com? BetOnline.ag.